from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Danny DeCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, Democratic New Jersey Congressman and gubernatorial candidate Josh Gottheimer is calling on federal agencies to open a 60-day comment period over the revised congestion pricing plan to charge drivers $9 to enter below Manhattan's 60th Street. Speaking on Tuesday, the defiant lawmaker had one message for supporters of the plan.
Game on. In a time of inflation, New York's attempt to whack Jersey families and their own families with another tax is completely and utterly absurd.
Once January 5th hits, the congressman says a day in Manhattan could cost drivers $70. Much-needed heavy rain is expected to move through New Jersey tonight as drought conditions persist. The rain comes as the state is under a drought watch with officials urging people to conserve water. Some people, however, say they aren't even aware of that request.
No, but maybe I should. I don't want to keep up with the news right now. It stresses me out.
Whatever I don't use, I just make sure the faucet is closed. You need water to drink, yeah, to survive. Right? To waste water is something that we should be thinking about.
The latest U.S. Monitor report shows the entire state is experiencing severe or extreme drought conditions. A 41-year-old Middlesex County father is sentenced to 5 years in prison for a road rage incident in which he shot at another driver's car. Gerald Chapman of Highland Park had his two young children in the car last year when he fired at another vehicle over a failed merge. Chapman and the victim were driving in heavy traffic on Easton Avenue in Franklin by the exit ramp for 287 North. He is ineligible for parole for nearly 4 years of the term. And two wildfires that started on Monday have since been 100% contained. Going back to that drought news, according to the New Jersey Forest Fire Service, the Big Rusty wildfire in Haynesport has burned through 40 acres, while the Lakewood Country Club wildfire in Lakewood burned 35. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 to get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And hey, rejoice for the rain. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have some rain out there tonight. Heaviest rain will be overnight, leading to some street and highway flooding issues. Mostly cloudy down in the mid-40s. Rain much of the time tomorrow. Breezy and chillier, highs in the upper 40s and low 50s. A few showers tomorrow night. Brisk and chilly. Down to 33 in the Northwest Hills where there could be some wet snow mixing in. Closer to 40 at the shore. Windy with some showers around on Friday. Highs only in the low and mid-40s. I'm meteorologist John Furyk.
We got 53 degrees in Somerville, 57 degrees Asbury Park, 57 degrees Woodbury. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.